Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you today. So let's start seated on our mat, closing our eyes, deepening the awareness of our breath. And as we come deeper into our breath, we come to a place inside that's quieter, calmer. And it's from this place that we'll practice. A place where we practice for the purpose of letting go, for the purpose of becoming whole. From this quiet place, we don't feel a sense of competition or judgment. We have nothing to prove, only everything to gain. So if you feel yourself creeping into those places of judgment, competition, of aggression, come back to your breath and re-enter that place of quiet and calm. Let's drop our head down now and let it rock from side to side. And then coming back to our center, we take our hands to our heart in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. From here, we spread our arms open wide, hands reaching up as if we're reaching out to embrace the whole world. And then exhale, wrap your arms around the world and bring it back into your heart. And then with each breath, reach out to the ends of the earth. And exhale. Bring that all together. We are one. Use one more breath to reach out to the ends of the earth and then bring that whole world together in your heart. With hands together in a prayer at our heart, the gesture of namaste, which says, I honor the place in you where the universe dwells. I honor the place in you which is of love, of truth, and of peace. When you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are one. Now inhale, arms reaching to the sky. Exhaling, we fold to a forward bend, reaching out in front of us, planting our hands on the mat and stepping our feet back. We tuck our toes under, reaching hips to the sky. We come to downward facing dog. Our first stretch into our body. Let yourself reach into the places that are tight. And then lifting up onto our toes, we stretch one heel at a time down toward the ground, feeling the stretch all the way down into our ankles. As we practice today, meet yourself on the mat just as you are. It's okay to do it your way. It's okay to work with your own body. Walking hands back to the feet now, a standing forward bend. So here's a great example. Some of us will have straight legs. Some of us will have bent knees. There's a way for everyone to step into each pose as an exploration. Where in this pose will I shine? Where in this pose will I feel fully alive? Now walking our hands forward again. Let's come back to downward facing dog and find the place where you shine right here. And then we lay knees to the mat, sitting hips onto the heels. We reach our hands over to the right side of our body. And with an inhale, the left arm reaches up into the sky. Exhale, come back down and reach all the way around to the other side. Inhaling, right arm up. And then just let yourself flow, following each breath. Breathing and moving, moving and breathing. Our body swirls with each wave of breath. And then when you've done one last one with the right arm in the air, come to the center and reach your arms forward as we come to child's pose. We take this moment in our practice to establish a resting place. We'll all come back here together from time to time. But anytime you'd like to, this pose is available for you. It's a great thing to stop every once in a while and just reflect, just breathe, come back to your quiet place. So now feel your fingers opening wide, curling toes under our hips, reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Left foot flat to the mat, we reach up to the sky, warrior one. Exhaling, hands to the heart, we step forward. Inhale to the sky. And exhale to the earth. Now let's step our right foot back and we'll lay our right knee down on the mat. Kneeling lunge. Inhaling, arms circle upward. And exhaling, circle down. Let's step back. From our knees, we inhale forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down to the mat. With an inhale, we'll roll our shoulders back and lift our heart into cobra. And then exhaling, hips reach into our heels, child's pose. Do that once more. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. With an inhale, curling into cobra. And exhaling, it's back to child's pose. Where we'll curl our toes under and point our hips to the sky, downward facing dog, stepping the left foot forward. Right foot lays flat, we reach up, warrior one. Exhaling, hands to the heart, namaste, we step forward. Inhale to the sky. Exhale to the earth. Step the left leg back, lay knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, comes down again and we step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling cobra and exhaling child's pose. Now keep moving and breathing, breathing and moving. Gently easing into our body, warming up from the inside out. Flow of forward bending and backward bending has awakened you fully. Slip back again into child's pose. And once everyone has made their arrival to child's pose, then we'll move on together. Let's curl our toes under and reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. We'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. And let an inhale lift you to the sky. Exhale, hands to the heart. We are one. Inhaling, our hands lift up and the inner fingers open up like a flower reaching up to the light of the morning. Exhale, dive all the way down. And then inhale, come all the way up. Bringing that prayer again to our heart as we repeat that flow a few more times. Match your movement to your breath. One more of these flows.
And then when you come up and take hands to the heart, let's step to the front of our mat. And we'll take a sun salutation. Inhale, reaching into the sky. Exhaling, we sit down into chair. And with an inhale, we burst up into the sky. Here you can add a little back bend if that feels good for your body. And then exhale, dive all the way down. Inhaling, we lift up halfway till our back is long and reaching outward. Exhaling, hands to the mat, step right leg back. Kneeling lunge or straight leg lunge. Inhaling, arms circle upward. Exhaling, back down to the mat. Stepping back. Kneeling plank or straight leg plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And with an exhale, it's back to downward facing dog. Our right leg now reaching into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, it's back to the mat. We step the left foot up to meet the right. And follow an inhale into the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up. Let your heart lift to the sky in that back bend if your body enjoys it. And then exhale, come floating down. Inhale, halfway lift. And with an exhale, we reach hands to the mat as our left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, flowing back down, we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's take our exhale back again to downward facing dog. Left leg reaches skyward. Step or help left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, flowing down. We step the back foot up to meet the front. And with an inhale, we catch a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. One more chance for a little back bend here if you want. And then exhale, swoop down. Inhale to the horizon. Exhaling, we take hands to the mat, and now we'll step our feet back. We come to downward facing dog for a chance to pause and feel our body. Connect to our breath. Practice from that place of quiet and calm inside. From that place of deep and fluid breath. From that place free of judgment. So now that our body is a little warmer, a little looser, we're ready to move into our standing flow. Let's begin by taking right leg up into the air. Now step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot flat down. We reach up, warrior one. We had a little taste of this pose already, but now let's really savor it. Savor the grounding feeling of your feet, the lunging forward of the front leg, the reaching skyward. A pose that brings strength inside and out. We feel the strength it generates in our body. Can you connect to the inner strength that awakens in you? The feeling of power and confidence. Breathe that into every cell, every pore of your body. Now take that wonderful feeling of strength inside and out and step forward right into chair pose. Hips reaching back, spine long, right down the center of our body, a line of strength and power. Now reach into the sky, exhale, come all the way down. With hands at the mat, we walk or jump back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And with an exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. Left leg into the sky. Step left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up. Warrior one. Building strength inside and out. As we release the stress in our body and mind, we're getting stronger. An extra bit of protection in this season of cold and flu. We know that when our body and mind are stressed, we're more susceptible. Now step up with your strength right into chair. Powerful legs, powerful back and spine. And launch into the sky. Exhale, come all the way down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Back foot flat, reach up, warrior one. Connect to your strength and then step forward again, chair pose. Now inhale and let yourself flow like bamboo in the breeze. And hands behind the back. Fingers lacing together, we roll our shoulders back and let our hearts spread wide open. Let joy in. Tip the hips forward now. Take your open heart into a forward bend. And hands drop down to the mat. Walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg into the sky. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. Step with strength into the chair. And then reach to the sky. Flow like bamboo in the breeze. Arms behind the back. Fingers joined together. Open your heart fully. And then let hips tip forward, forward bend. Do it in your way. What fits your body? Where do you shine? Where do you feel most alive? Hands to the mat. Walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Back foot flat, reach up, warrior one. And step up to the chair. Inhale, reach up, bamboo in the breeze. Hands behind the back, fingers joining together, heart opening. And exhale, tip the hips, forward bend. Taking hands to the mat, now let's step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Create a foundation. And then from there, reach into the sky, slowly building the pose from the ground upward. Feel your deep breath. Feel your body letting go. Hands to the heart. We are one. Let's hook our right elbow across our left thigh, taking a twist. Wrap yourself like a vine wrapping around a trellis. Lengthen and then turn your heart around to the left. Arms can open here. Knee can come down. Create what feels good for you today. Where do I shine in this pose? Where do I feel the most alive? Unwind. Hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky. Step left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. With the strength of the warrior, we step forward, chair. Reach up and flow like bamboo. Hands behind the back. Fingers together as we open our heart even wider. Giant. Exhale, tip forward. Hands to the mat. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. From the earth to the sky. So many options. The knee can come down. The hands don't have to reach. Find where you feel most alive. Hands to the heart. We are one. Let's twist the other way this time by hooking our left elbow across our right leg. Lengthening and then spiraling our heart around to the right. Stepping into every pose as an exploration. Unwinding, hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. Feel your strength, step forward, chair. Inhale to the sky and flow. Hands behind the back. Let's open our heart. Exhale. Tipping down. Hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands to the mat for a twist. Or to the heart for a twist. Hooking right elbow across left leg. Lengthening and twisting. Unwind now, hands to the mat, pick up the back foot, set it down flat. Let's straighten our legs, pyramid pose. Once the legs are straight, then really lengthen into the spine. Let your hips point straight ahead and let your spine reach outward. Where do I feel most alive here? No matter how you do it, we are one. Hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky. Step left foot forward, back foot flat. Reach up, warrior one. Step into chair. Reach up and flow. Hands behind the back. Open your heart. And tip forward. Hands to the mat. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands to the heart. We are one. Let's twist again, left elbow across right leg. Lengthen and spin around to the right. Explore. Unwind now, hands to the mat. Pick up the back foot, set it down flat. Straightening into the pyramid pose. Lengthening everywhere. It's okay if the backs of your legs feel tight. Many of us will feel tight here. And some will feel very free. It's because we're different. And it's okay to be just who you are. Feel the long, fluid calm of your breath. Practice from that place. Hands to the mat now. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And with an exhale, back again, downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward, plant the back foot. Reach up, warrior one. Step into the chair.
Inhale to the sky and float.
Hands behind the back, our heart sings.
Tip hips forward, folding down.
Hands to the mat, step right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
And then from here to the twist. Right elbow across left leg, twisting to the left.
Lengthen as you twist. Let your whole spine enjoy the twist. Unwinding, hands to the mat, pick up the back foot, set it down flat, pyramid pose. Lengthening, straightening. Practice from that place that's free of judgment. Practice from that place where I can be me. Hands to the mat. Walk around to the long side of your mat. Hands moving around, shifting the feet, and then taking hands to the thighs, we stand.
Inhale, arms reach to the sky. Side bending. Either lace your fingers together or drop the right arm, excuse me, the left arm to the left leg and reach the right arm to the sky. Side bending toward the right, the left, sorry, to the front of the room. And then come back to center. Take your side bend to the other side. Come back again to center, hands to the heart. Reach out to the ends of the earth. And then gather all the earth into your heart.
We are one. Hands behind the back now, a standing back bend. Firm your foundation, and then let your spine lengthen upward, slowly rolling the shoulders back, and letting heart rise up toward the sky. Maintaining a nice length and space in the low back, a broadness, as we distribute this back bend through our whole back. Slowly come back up. Take hands to the hips, pour your back bend into a forward bend.
Hands drop to the mat. We walk back around to the front of our mat.
Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back to downward facing dog. And left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot flat, reach up. Warrior one. Step into the chair. And reach to the sky. Bamboo in the breeze. Hands behind the back. Let your heart shout.
And tipping forward, forward bend.
Hands to the mat, left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
Inhaling, fingertips reaching to the sky. Hands to the heart.
We are one.
Twisting to the right, left elbow across the right leg. Lengthen and twist.
Unwinding, hands to the mat, pick up the back foot, set it flat, pyramid pose. Creating length, creating space, letting go. Hands
hands to the mat. Walk to the long side of your mat by going to the left. Facing the other way this time, and then hands to the thighs to bring us up.
Inhale to the sky, side bending. Left arm comes down, right arm reaches up, reach toward the mirrored wall. Come back to center and go the other way.
Back again to center.
Hands to the heart. And then reaching out, catch the whole world in your embrace. Circle your arms around and pull everyone into your heart.
Hands to the hips, behind the back.
Standing back bend, lengthen upward, and then slowly the shoulders roll back, the heart lifts up. Find your back bend, the back bend where you shine. The back bend where you feel alive. Come slowly up. Hands to the hips. Pour your back bend now into a forward bend.
Drop hands onto the mat. Feel the letting go. Walking hands around to the front of our mat. We plant our hands and step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. From here, we lay our knees to the mat. We reach our hips into our heels. And let's welcome a rest in child's pose. When we begin practicing yoga, we feel how we're growing stronger. Stretching longer, feeling better. And when we are away from our yoga mat, our body misses it. And then as we keep practicing, we begin connecting with something deeper. We begin to feel a sense of balance, of being centered, of being peaceful. And when we're away from our yoga mat, our heart misses it. Our mind misses it. And then as we continue to practice, the practice grows deeper, more mature, more profound. We begin to discover who we are, what we're passionate about. We discover effects on our life away from our mat. And when we miss our practice, then our heart misses it. Let's curl our toes under again and reach our hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. We'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. And take a nice long inhale to slowly roll your body up to stand. Hands reach up to a prayer. And exhaling, that prayer comes back to our heart. We are one. Now to a balancing flow. We'll begin our balance on the right foot, so take a moment to really find a center over your right foot. Hands come to the heart, and we'll pick our left leg up so the thigh comes parallel to the ground. Now pressing into the floor, we lift taller. And then if you'd like to, you can straighten the left leg, or you can let it stay bent. Where do you shine today? Where do you feel most alive? Come back to your bent knee. Let's lift it up higher as our arms reach out, becoming the wings for an eagle. Wrap the left leg around the right, and then cross the right arm over the left, either taking the shoulders in your hands or bringing the forearms together. Now imagine yourself an eagle, perched high in a tree, surveying for your prey. You're strong. You're focused. Now
Unwind the arms, reach arms to the sky. As you see that, pray. Unwrap the legs and send the left leg behind you as we soar like the eagle into warrior three. Take your arms in any direction that help you to fly. Eagles don't fly with the energy of flapping their wings. They fly with the strength in their body. And let your eagle dive down, standing split. And then left foot returns to the earth. And again, we roll ourselves all the way up. Hands meet and come back to our heart in a prayer. To give yourself a moment to relax, to release. And then when you feel ready, let's take that balancing to our left leg. Creating the foundation to begin with. Hands to the heart, right foot off the ground. Grow taller. Roll your shoulders back and find your heart singing again. Straighten the leg or maintain the bent knee. I am centered. I am present. Knee rises up as you bend your knee again. Arms reach out. The wings of the eagle emerge. Let's wrap our right leg around the left and cross left arm over the right. Whatever variation of this eagle pose works for you, it's right where you should be. Lift your head tall. There's a nobility, a majesty about an eagle. As the eagle prepares to soar, we reach arms to the sky. We unwind our legs and send our right leg back and let's soar. Flying with strength and power. And then the eagle dives down, standing splits. And the right leg comes back to the earth. Once more, we roll our way up. Hands joining overhead and coming back again to our heart. We are one. Relax your body a little bit. And then when you feel ready to let that balancing go, reach to the sky. And follow your exhale right back down to the earth. From here, we'll walk our feet back. We'll lay our knees down, hips reach into the heels, child's pose. This time in our child's pose, we add a nice, delicious side bend, walking hands nice and far off to the right to stretch into the left side of our body. Relax and breathe. Hands again to center. And then off to the left. Reach into the right side body. Back again to center. Now we walk our hands and toward our knees. And let's take our practice down onto the floor. Crossing our ankles, we'll slip our hips over the top of our feet. And let's take the soles of our feet together. Bringing the feet in however close is possible for you. Letting your knees be up or down or wherever your body allows. Sitting nice and tall, let's close our eyes. Feel the length in your body. Come to that deep breath that brings you to a place of quiet. A place free of judgment. Now open your eyes just a little bit and let's take this same pose, but bringing our feet out a foot, foot and a half from our body. Finding your long spine again, and then this time tipping our hips forward. We come to a forward bend, wherever your body allows.
lifting up.
Let's stretch our right leg out and pull our left foot to the right inner thigh, aligning our body with our right leg. Inhale and feel yourself lifted, even as your hips and pelvis are grounding. Exhale, tip the hips forward and take a forward bend to the right leg.
Closing your eyes to remember that the inner experience is far more important than what it looks like on the outside. In these forward bends, there's this wonderful coming in. We almost feel closed off from the outside stimulus. Here, we can really experience what's happening inside of our practice. Keep the right arm here. Reach the left arm to the sky and let your eyes look up to it.
And then set the left hand behind your left hip. Stepping onto the left knee, let's arch our body to the back. Reaching the right arm way behind us in this graceful curve.
And come back to sit. Changing legs, the left leg reaches out, the right foot comes to the inner thigh. We align ourselves to our left leg. Inhaling, grounding and lifting at the same time. Exhaling, we tip our hips. We fold forward into this forward bend. So the word yoga means to yoke, to unite. It means union. So in this practice of yoga, we come together, body, mind, and spirit. We recognize our connection within and outside. We are one. Left hand remaining at the left leg. Reach right under the sky. Let your eyes look up to the peak of your fingertips.
And then set the right hand behind your back. Stepping onto the right knee, we curve our body back.
Big and open and spacious. And come back down. Take feet in front of you and let's roll down onto our back now. So come carefully down onto your mat. Hug your knees into your body. Give yourself a little rock from side to side. When you feel comfortably centered, take hands to your heart in a prayer. We are one. Legs reach up to the sky now as we build a deep strength at our center. Reach your prayer up into the sky and then with little pulses from the center of your body, find the strength to lift up and down. Not using the strength of our back, but using the strength at our center. Abdominal strength, core strength. Building a strong center to support and protect our back. Now let your pulses and your prayer reach to the left side of your legs, engaging the obliques on our sides. Still breathing, still present to our experience. Come back to center, up and down, little pulses. And now off to the right. Again to the center, a few more times, really feeling the strength now.
And then hug knees into the body. Lay your head on the ground. Let your head rock side to side just in case your neck feels a little strained. Take a nice deep breath. And then set feet onto the mat. Moving now to an opening for our hips. Let's cross our right ankle over our left thigh. We'll slip our hands through and behind the left leg and pull the legs in toward us. Take a nice deep breath of letting go here. In this pose, we feel the opening in our right hip. This is a reclining variation of the pigeon pose. So as we come here, we're reminded of the homing pigeons and their amazing ability from wherever they may be to find their way home. So let this pose help you find your way home. Letting go of those things that obscure our ability to see into ourselves. And then hands slip apart. Left foot comes back to the mat and we'll change sides. So setting the right foot on the floor, slipping the left ankle across the right thigh. Reaching back, grabbing the legs, and we take that same opening now to our left hip. Explore with it a little bit. Find your sweet spot, that place where you feel the best letting go. And then let your breath be long and slow, deep. Every breath is a letting go. And with every letting go, our vision to see ourselves becomes more clear. And then again, carefully, slowly, the fingers fall apart. The right leg comes to the floor, followed by the left. Our whole body a little happier now with that letting go. Let's come now to inversions. So if you feel safe taking a shoulder stand today, with great care, lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders, hands at your hips to support your body here. Or choose a bridge pose. With feet planted firmly on the mat, we push into the floor and lift our hips and spine into a bridge. In these inversions, we have this wonderful turning back of the clock. It's like a dose of anti-aging medication for us. So breathe it in and out through your body. Enjoy the inner experience. Seeing yourself from a different perspective. And then slowly, carefully, gently, begin your way back to the mat. Laying one vertebra at a time onto the earth. And once you've found your way all the way home again, if you've chosen the bridge pose today, give your knees a hug and make your back happy. And then we take fish pose. The feet planted on the mat, we'll lift our hips up to slip our hands underneath our hips. And then sitting on our hands, we stretch our legs out, tucking our elbows and forearms underneath our back. From here, we can spread our heart open wide and lay our head back, opening up the very parts of our body that were tightly compressed in our inversions, creating space in the neck and throat and across the upper chest and the heart. Let your heart sing loudly once again how great it is to be alive today. And then bring the chin back in to lift the head up. And finally lay that fish pose onto the mat. Hands slide out from under our hips, and now we'll reach our arms to the floor behind us. Grow your body as long as it can become as we prepare for one final twist as a gift to our back and spine. Reach down for the right knee, hug it into your body. Guide that right knee to the left and turn your head to the right.
Now, to make this twist richer and deeper, we have only to let go a little more. No fighting, no resisting, just releasing. And then as the left hand slips away, we find our way back onto our mat. Because we may be a little off center now, take a moment to find your way back to your center. Stretch the arms, reach the legs, get longer first. And then we wrap our arms around the left leg and cross it over to the right. Looking now to the left. Letting go of our resistance and accepting this twist into our body. Enjoying its curves and spirals. Enjoying the release of tension in our back. The squeeze that stimulates our digestive system. The letting go. And then the right hand releases, and once again we roll onto our back. Let's find our way again to where we feel centered on our mat. And now we let go completely as we come to our final relaxation. Let all the over 600 muscles in your body relax and release. Come back again to awareness of your breath. Come back again to that place inside. It's quiet, it's centered, it's free of judgment. I honor that place in you, in which the universe dwells. I honor that place in you, which is of love, of truth, and of peace. When you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are one. A single mother of four living in Africa looks up to the same stars and moon that shine down on an elderly Frenchman in Paris. A Tibetan monk living in India, a newborn infant in China, and a young couple saying their marriage vows in Indiana all breathe the same air by the same process. We have all been hurt. We have all cried. Each one of us knows how it feels to love someone deeply. No matter what our political views are, we all love to laugh. Regardless of how much or how little money we have, our hearts pump blood through our bodies in the same way. With all this in common, it is clear that we are each individual members of the same family. Acknowledging how close we all are instead of clinging to what separates us enables us to feel less alone in the world. Every person we meet, see, hear, or read about is a member of our family. We are not alone. We are one. We also begin to see that we are perfectly capable of understanding and relating to people who on the surface may seem very different from us. This awareness prevents us from being disconnecting. People on the other side of the tracks, the other side of the world. We begin to understand that we must treat all people for what they are. Family. We are one. I honor that place in you where the universe dwells. I honor that place in you which is of love, of truth, and of peace. when you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are one. So now take a moment to close your practice today in any way that feels meaningful for you. And when you felt that closure fully, whether that be now or later, when you're ready, roll over onto your right side. Relaxing there in the afterglow of your practice, still in that place of truth, of light, of love, a place that's quiet and free of judgment. And then only when you're ready, bring yourself back to the comfortable seated position where we began our practice today. Take a deep breath, and then a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. And like we began, let's release our neck, let our head drop down and rock from side to side. And then when we're back at our center, with an inhale, our arms catch a wave of breath that brings our hands overhead to a prayer. And then we take that prayer to our forehead for unity in our thoughts today. To our lips for unity in our words. And to our heart for unity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.